Desmond Mpilo Tutu was born in Klerksdorp on 7 October 1931. During his early life, his family was forced to move a number of times, and in his early teens, he was hospitalized for over a year with tuberculosis. Though he wanted a medical career, Tutu was unable to afford training and instead became a school teacher in 1955. He resigned his post in 1957 in protest against the Bantu Education Act. He attended St. Peter's Theological College in Johannesburg and was ordained an Anglican priest in 1961. In 1962, he moved to London, where he consistently spoke out against apartheid.
We are going to be free!
And nothing, absolutely nothing that anyone can do, will do, is going to stop that.
During the 80s, he played an unrivaled role in drawing national and international attention to the iniquities of apartheid.
You had these separate exits, but then you went onto the same street and you breathed the same air. And it was crazy, but a lot of it was humiliating. You were human, but you were not quite as human as the others.
The award of the 1984 Nobel Prize for Peace to Tutu sent a significant message to South African President P.W. Botha's administration. In 1985, at the height of the township rebellions in South Africa, Tutu was installed as Johannesburg's first black Anglican bishop, and in 1986, he was elected the first black Archbishop of Cape Town. During South Africa's moves towards democracy in the early 90s, Tutu propagated the idea of South Africa as the Rainbow Nation, and on 27 April 1994, Tutu expressed his pure joy at being able to vote for the first time.
It's an incredible day for all of our people, and I mean all of our people, black and white, because as from now, we won't be able to say that illegal regime. It'll be our government. We are the rainbow people. We used to say, we want the vote now. Yeah. We said we want a democracy now. Yeah. And it's happened. It's happened. Thank you.
In 1995, South African President Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu head of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Tutu had high praise for the victims.
I mean, the people were amazing. And it was of all races. The people who came to testify were almost uniformly, amazingly magnanimous. The people who had suffered, some of them, some ghastly atrocities, they were just amazing.
Tutu emphasized that forgiveness was a crucial part of the transition to democracy.
When you nurse a grudge, your blood pressure shoots up, and you feel it in your tum-tum, whereas when you forgive, your blood pressure goes down, and you have a physical well-being that reflects your spiritual well-being. Forgiving is good for your health.
In 1997, Tutu was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He underwent successful treatment in America. Despite this ailment, he continued to work with the commission. In July 2010, he announced his intention to effectively withdraw from public life, and on October 7th, his 79th birthday, he began his retirement. In 2015, to celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary, Tutu and Leah renewed their vows. More recently, the Tutus hosted the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, and of course Archie in Cape Town. He also made a brief appearance during the Springboks Victory Tour in Cape Town to the delight of fans gathered at the Grand Parade. Despite his frequent ill health, the Arch remained in good spirits. His distinctive laughter will forever be remembered.